No more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver housing crisis, earthquakes, black floods, Richmond underwater. There's no more Discorder ever. 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 Discorder ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store for articles on Sumac, Snit, Saradavachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
The 2015 Versus Festival of Words is bigger and better than ever. Over 30 events and more than 100 spoken word artists performing April 23rd to May 3rd. Featuring Kenny Starr, Ivan Coyote, Ian Ferrier, and Sherry D. Wilson. Plus, the Canadian Individual Poetry Slam Championships. Check out workshops, panel discussions, masterclasses, and watch out for words flying out of people's faces. For festival passes and more information, go to versusfestival.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory on the UBC campus in Vancouver, British Columbia. The show you are listening to is A Face for Radio, a music show with interludes about nothing. This week, nothing will be April. That's what we're going to be talking about because it is a weird, weird month for students. In particular, I think. Not so much for maybe the rest of society, but for students here, it's strange. Anyways, a tragedy happened this week. The great Percy Sledge died. And perhaps even a greater tragedy than his death is that most people only know him for one song, which, albeit, is a tremendous song. When a Man Loves a Woman is, you know, a classic. But he had so much other great music. And when I watched the Muscle Shoals documentary, I learned that Percy Sledge was actually a cotton picker. And he learned to sing on the cotton fields. And people were like, hey, Percy, you got a pretty good voice. And he was like, oh, thanks. And he ended up going to Muscle Shoals, and they had a song for him. And when he started singing When a Man Loves a Woman, people were taken aback. And the rest, as they say, is history. So to get us started, I'm going to play a song by Percy Sledge called It Tears Me Up, one of my favorite songs of his. And it is not When a Man Loves a Woman. So enjoy. All right, so it looks like the vinyl that we have of a Greatest Hits collection by Percy Sledge does not work. So that was the dead air that you all heard to start the show off right. So, you know, so much for trying to go analog, I guess. Just because I wanted to play at least one record. Record Store Day coming up, but I guess not. Anyways, here is It Tears Me Up by Percy Sledge off the internet.
see him kiss your lips and squeeze your fingers. It tells me I'm still in love.
All right, we are back. We just listened to one of my favorite recent albums, and that album is, or a song off that album. The song was Fools Rush In by the band Faith Healer off the album Cosmic Troubles. And before that, we listened to a UBC band called ATSI, with the song off their new EP, Bleak Tropics. The song is Gloom. And we started it all off with a warm and tender tribute that had some technical difficulties, which seems to be my life motto. The song was It Tears Me Up by Percy Sledge off his second album, Warm and Tender Love. ATSI, the band, the second band that we heard, is a very cool UBC band. They have played a bunch of different fundraisers for the station. We've played with them once. They're very cool. And their lead singer is actually from Indonesia, which is pretty cool, right? And he has a record deal with a record label from Indonesia, I guess. Called Kokabiri Records, I think. And apparently, ATSI, local UBC Vancouver band, has been featured in Rolling Stone Indonesia, which is pretty huge if you consider that, especially if you consider that Indonesia is one of the most populous countries in the world. So good for them. And they deserve it because they're a very cool band with a nice sound. I dig them. That's it. And then after that, we we listened to Faith Healer, which is a very cool band out of Edmonton, featuring, I think, Jessica Jalbert and Rennie Wilson, who have played together in a variety of different formats, different groups, I think. I saw them at the Mint Records Christmas party, but they're playing Rennie Wilson's new stuff, which is a lot more punk rock. Anyway, before we continue with some music, let me ramble on. So I said the topic was April, and in part that's because I don't really have enough time to think up of a proper interesting topic to prepare a good monologue to talk about because it's April. So it's a vicious cycle. Anyways, April for me is a weird month because it's both the beginning of spring, the real beginning. I know it starts in March, but especially if you're elsewhere that's in Canada, that would actually be cold. Spring really only starts in April, sometimes the end of April. And with that come allergies and cherry blossoms, the good and the bad, yin and the yang, the ebb and the flow. Jeez, I just get an uncontrollable urge to burp every time I'm in front of this mic. Anyways, so that, yeah, it's sort of the pros and cons. You get these beautiful cherry blossoms, and then at the same time, I get extremely unbearable allergies, which I only started getting at the beginning of my university career, so like 4 years ago, was the first time I ever got them, and I had no idea what this was. And until then, I always thought allergy medication ads were just the stupidest television ads. I thought they were absolutely terrible because, I mean, who's going to put a vacuum on their nose, ha ha ha, you know? But then I got allergies and I realized what an effective marketing campaign allergy medication companies are running, because I could relate to all those wacky scenarios because it is terrible to have allergies. And at the same time, it's particularly weird for students because on the one hand, you know, it's the end of the year, so you're excited. But at the same time, you have finals. And these are the I always feel, you know, when you finish first term, it's like you're sort of sick of it, but whatever, you only get a couple weeks off. The finals aren't that big of a deal. But when you finish second term, it's the end of the year. Either you're just sick of it. You just want to be done. And I've talked about this with a variety of friends, and I think a lot of people feel the same way. Which is funny because these are, especially for me right now, these finals are important and they're hard, so you need to study for them, but you have no desire to. So I guess that's how they clear the proverbial boys from men, I guess. I couldn't think of a better term. Anyway, so point is, finals are coming up. Next week, I have three finals. I have to hand in the final draft of my thesis. So there's a lot going on, and it's very stressful, and that's why this program today might be a little bit all over the place, because it's representing both my current state of mind and April as I interpret it as a month. But hey, at least it gave us the song April Come She Will by Simon Garfunkel. And on that note, I'm unfortunately not going to play that song because I've already passed my quota for hits by playing the Percy Sledge song. So we're actually going to play a couple tunes by this guy called Miles Black from a couple different bands that he's been in. And I'll explain why after the musical break, We'll also listen to a song by Stefana Fratilla. But to start us off, let's have a listen to Boy Kings by Pale Red.
If it hurts in your heart, be heartless. Have a hole in your chest of holes. If it hurts in your heart, be a strange, strange thing, riddled with indulgence and pretty little pleasures
to have.
If it hurts in your heart, ow, 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 ow,
ow, ow, ow, ow, ow, ow, ow, ow,
anything about yourself that's not hot, true. If it hurts, even if it hurts, baby, don't be so blue.
To hell.
If it hurts in your heart, let the rain on the roof, like the seed in your belly, like the rain on the roof. If it hurts in your heart, don't you take your apart and say to hell with it all. To hell with it all.
To hell.
To hell with it all.
To hell with it all.
To hell. To hell with it all. To hell with it all. If it hurts in your heart, oh, oh. If it hurts in your heart.
Is my mustard clarity of your loneliness casting aspersions on my own jaw barren and red and red and red cats in my dreams and red and red and red cats in my dreams. This silence, it means something. It's reaching a climax. While we still have something to say, while we still have something to say. Say, say.
All right, you are back listening to A Face for Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And we just listened to the song Red by Stefana Fratilla, a local musician, off her 2010 album. No, 2014 album. Trista zu Fritza, or Trista cu Frica. I don't know. My guess is it's Romanian, but that's just completely random guess. Anyways, a cool song called Red, although I just realized listening to it now that when she says "and red," it sort of sounds like she's yelling Ayn Rand. So, you know, don't get confused. Anyways, before that, we listened to the song Heartless by Miles Black off the album Miles Black and the Pearly Whites. And before that, the song Boy Kings by Pale Red off the White Mink EP. And so, as I said, I wanted to play a couple songs by Miles Black because I was first introduced to Miles Black by my dad, who saw him at a show on Gabriel Island, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, when he had released Miles Black and the Pearly White. So 2009, yes, 6 years ago was when my dad saw him, and he bought the CD and gave it to me. I wasn't very convinced at the beginning, but then I started listening to it, and it's a great album. And I was like, oh, cool, man. I didn't know of any more of their stuff. I knew they're from Nanaimo. And then this year at Shindig, after I hadn't really listened to that album in about a year and a bit, you know, seriously hadn't listened to it seriously, I went to Shindig, and there was a band called Pale Red playing on the first night. And I was like, okay, cool. I started to hear the guy's voice, and it sounded very similar. I was like, oh, where do I know this guy's voice from? And then the drummer said, called him Miles. And I was like, Miles, 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 Miles. And then I realized when he said, hi, I'm Miles Black. I was like, oh, it's that guy. And so I went and talked to him after the show, and he's a really nice guy. And the two other girls in Pale Red are also very nice. I met them briefly, and they also played with him in Miles Black and the Pearly Whites, or for that album. They're all friends back from, they're all good friends from Nanaimo. And they played, yeah, I think they've just moved recently to Vancouver. And I hope Pale Red's doing well. I've seen that they've had a few shows around town. I haven't been able to go check them out again, unfortunately, but hopefully over the summer, because the EP was recorded, you know, very low quality, but it's got some super good songs. And yeah, they actually won that night at Shindig and were going to go to the semifinals, but they couldn't play the night of the semifinals that they were in, and no one else was able to switch with them. So they were disqualified, or had to lose by default, I guess, which is really disappointing because I think they could have won and they could have done a lot of good, made a lot of good music with the prizes from Shindig. However, that's the way things go, and Still Creek Murder is a good band. They weren't my personal favorite, but, you know, I'm glad that they got it. They're nice people, and they could probably turn out some good tunes with it. And yes, Stefana Fratilla, the last person that we listened to, is actually playing tomorrow at a Discorder fundraiser, which I'm not sure if I'll be able to attend because, as I said, you know, finals season. And there's also another great thing. Well, one great thing that comes around in April, and it's Record Store Day, which is, as I've heard it be described, Hipster Black Friday, which I think is incorrect. I think Hipster Black Friday would be just a sale at Urban Outfitters for mainstream hipsters, and then, you know, a collective of thrift stores taking down their prices to actual prices of real thrift stores, you know, as in secondhand stores that they have, that have cheap clothes for people who can't afford to buy new clothes instead of secondhand clothes priced extremely high for university students and young professionals who have, you know, a need to fit in with each other. Anyways, so Record Store Day is happening on this Saturday with a bunch of record stores around Vancouver having special releases, all of them with discounts on the records, some of them having bands playing. I know that Neptune and Red Cat have bands playing. And guess what? CITR will be broadcasting from there. I think we're going to be broadcasting from most, if not all, record stores. We're definitely broadcasting from Vinyl, Horses, Beat Street. I think Red Cat as well, maybe Neptune. So tune into the station if you can't make it. But if you can, maybe try and stop by Neptune Records because they will have the legendary Eric Burdon doing a meet and greet signing. I think he's only going to be signing certain albums that you have to buy the day of there or something, which is, you know, the way things go. But it'd be pretty cool to meet Mr. Eric Burdon of the Animals. So I'm excited for that, and I'm also excited to hopefully get a couple steals on Record Store Day, maybe check out some bands. I might be helping out with tech work. It all depends for CITR. CITR 101.9 FM. But it all depends on how much work I get done and how stressed out I am by the time Saturday comes along. Which will also, I guess, depend on whether or not I go to the Discord or fundraiser on Friday night. There's just so many things to do, you know, at the end of the year, and it's all just so cramped because people are trying to get things in before everyone leaves for summer, before, but at the same time, everyone has finals, and it's just, it's a weird time of year, especially if you're like me and you have to be at school basically every day to do other things. Anywho, the next batch of songs that we have coming up are a little bit of a mixed bag, but they're all very good. But before that, I'm going to have to play a content warning because one of the songs, at least, has swearing in it. So I apologize beforehand. And yeah, you know, while we listen after that content warning, how about a couple, a show promo and a PSA, you know, to get it all off right before we kick the music off with the song 6 Degrees off the album Sour Soul by Toronto jazz hip-hop instrumental group Bad Bad Not Good and legendary Wu-Tang Clan member Ghostface Killah featuring the greatest personality in rap right now, in my opinion, Danny Brown.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing. And I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Check out this year's fun and thought-provoking films for kids and young at heart. Reel to Reel, April 10th to 17th, features films from around the world and includes hands-on workshops and activities for the whole family. Don't miss the Saturday morning pajama party and Sunday fun day, the weekend of April 11th to 12th at the Van City Theater and Roundhouse Community Center. Reel to Reel runs April 10th to 17th. For more info, check out r2rfestival.org.
Yo, pressure. Bottles of the 150 poured over twisters. Broken bones, the pillars. Staten Island's the illest. The biggest landfillers, we creep like caterpillars. Love razors, dirty guns with a few bodies. Teach niggas how to walk again from the fucking shoddy. Six cents, six pack, 6 degrees of separation. My evil third eye blinks with no hesitation. Dust bags, spoonfuls of sugar help the meddy. Go down smooth and steady, blowing the green deadly. Hemp weed pops, isolated of hash bricks. Needle left stuck in his arm, died of a bad fix. We still rock, still dry drawers in the stove. Got bread from back in the days, it's growing some mold. Tupac's back, my Glock's fat. After the gun smoke, you screaming, where my block at?
Both hands crusty, need a little lotion. That shit don't matter when I mix the color ocean. Smoking on potent, guns bagging up in the living room. Blocking a flat screen while I'm watching Juice. Move your big ass head. My favorite part on Q in the DJ battle. Move a eye, scratch you. 95 from 95 on the coffee table. Condom selling dime, still shiny as a nickel. Pistol and designer boxes, shoe boxes and bedrooms. Some got stacks, but most discontinues. What's on the menu? Eat a rapper like butter and a squash. Bark on a nigga with the blade out. Run up in your safe house. How ironic, knock a ring on a nigga like somebody hit Sonic. Smoking on chronic, but I like Nostradamus. See, dying ain't your future, nigga, I promise. Bombing color 7 series, TiVo, the World Series, bout to miss the game. Hitting sevens on the slot machine. Dice game, fight starter, drunk driving and a charger. With a big titty bitch, like I like Takara.
The chalking that money on the ground shit. UPS, FedEx, I deliver the pound shit. Raw dog, my hood's like Crazy Eddie stamp bags. Stapleton niggas stash their guns in shit bags. Do-rags and blue and red flags, we keep new tags. Skinny or big jeans, niggas, they still sag. Brag about 2 chains, 4 chains, 6 chains. Spread eagle bitches in the crib, giving brains still. Keep them clocks crispier than printed money. In the champion gear that I rock, will hide my face for me, mask down. 357 in the box of shells. Seen Vail dead on the kid in the stairwell. Stem cell, my niggas are scientific. We make crumbs and wax, the THC is prolific. Fruitful, my clan bundle cash like Pablo. Baked in the Cayman, stairs house is out in Cabo.
Thank you.
All right, we are back on CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to A Face for Radio. And that was probably the most eclectic bunch of songs that we have played today. Starting off with Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah featuring Danny Brown. The song is 6 Degrees off their new album Sour Soul. And then we listened to the song I Get the Feeling Central. Or no, the song Snakes and Ladders off the upcoming album I Get the Feeling Central by Tough Age, a local Vancouver band that is sort of related to Toronto because I think they lived there for a few months. But they have a new album coming out. They're going on tour with Energy Slime after Record Store Day. They're playing at Neptune, I think. Or maybe Red Cat. I think Neptune. On Record Store Day, and then they go on tour around the West Coast, and then they're back by May 2nd to play the Astoria with Energy Slime. It's their record release party. It should be fun. They're a fun band to watch live. I've seen them a couple times. And then we listen to the relatively new song, 'Cause I'm a Man by Tame Impala. It came out last week, I think. Yeah, last week, 10 days ago. And it's going to be on their upcoming album, which I can't remember the name of now. But I like this song a lot. It's a nice psychedelic pop tune, veering away from their heavier rock, which I kind of feel is what they've been doing, going from sort of a heavier guitar psychedelic rock sound on their first album to a bit more expansive on their second, and now it seems like they're going for a much more pop dance feel, which is cool with me because that song is groovy, and I will use it as an example for why psychedelic music is great. And yeah, unfortunately the next show, the show that follows this one, Transition State, will not be on. Unfortunately, because the young host has an exam. See, we're all here. You want to do your show, but you have an exam. That's the way things go. And after that, I actually don't think Dunkin' Donuts, a beloved CITR staple, won't be on either. So after this next song, I'm leaving it all up to Sam, the man, the auto DJ. So to finish it off, we've got a song called We All Go Crazy by Jack Reno. It came out in 1969. That was a single. And the YouTube thing says it's a paranoid country singer dot label 45. I don't know what the last part means, but paranoid country, I think, would be a good way to explain this album. And it's funny how I came about it. I was reviewing some CDs, and I didn't have access to CD Jack, so I was trying to find them online, and one of the CDs that one of the albums I was looking for was by this guy called Reno Jack the Bear. I think he's maybe a bass player, blues bass player from Toronto or something. So I'm Googling it, I'm putting it on YouTube, Google, anywhere I can try and find just any song so I can get an idea of what this guy sounds like. And I get nothing, but I do land upon Jack Reno, because, you know, Reno Jack the Bear, Jack Reno, similar names. And I see this song, and it goes, We All Go Crazy, Paranoid Country. I cannot not click on that, you know, that's the curse of YouTube. So I do, and I was like, this song is great. This is a very cool song. And I've been listening to a lot of country music lately. So I was pretty up for it. We're going to finish this show off that has been sort of about April, but more about, you know, what's been on my mind, with the song We All Go Crazy by Jack Reno, because I think this is the way that UBC students feel when exam season comes around. Enjoy.
Tommy Jackson scares himself with the way out things he does. Tommy's mommy sits and dreams about a man who never was. Mr. Jackson tears his hair for the bills he has to pay. Yes, we all go crazy in our own particular way. Bobby likes to hurt his friends, and he does it with a grin. Billy smiles and lets the people step all over him. Old man Brown has cried so long, his tears are turning gray. Yes, we all go crazy in our own particular way. What's it all about? What's it all for? Life is full of empty games where nobody scores. Sally's got too much love to give, so she spreads it where she can. Mary's got no love at all, she's afraid of every man. Preacher Jenkins wrings his hands, he's forgotten how to pray. Yes, we all go crazy in our own particular way. What's it all about? Where can we turn? Life is full of little lessons nobody learns.